Well, good evening, gentlemen, and I've finally got into the sauce. Tomato ketchup, actually.
Hey, that's not funny, really.
Hey, listen, other people want to know, and so do I. Who the hell are you, anyway?
I am your dumber self, that's who I am.
Really?
And your conscience to make you a better person.
Do you know how old I am? There's no saving me, buddy.
Well, sometimes I'm just comic relief, you know, to lighten things up a bit.
Well, how about not saying anything unless you have something intelligent to say? Yeah, that should keep them quiet for a very long time. Well, anyway, as we all know, all femons everywhere are all models now, or influencers, or both. Now, here's something I never really got about femon models. They're basically just showing what nature gave them, and basically posing, right? Then they talk about how hard work it is. Sometimes the sets are about 4 hours. Try coming working on the building site I work on for 9 hours, for a fraction of the money. Then, of course, there's male models who do male modelling too. But I could be wrong, but there's no male models that I know of that are called supermodels. What makes a femon a supermodel? I mean, they're doing exactly the same things, these supermodels. And I think it's just a name femons put on themselves so they could charge more. I mean, if you looked at all these femon models in a page or something, could you tell which one was a supermodel? I don't think so, unless the price was at the bottom of them. But I'm going to show you guys another model and another name for a model. Femon, that is. This femon here... Oh, she's a wonderful-looking thing. If you can see her, looks like she's hiding in a bush. Is called an extreme model. I mean, yeah, can you tell? And as you can see, she has a ring in her nose, as all these types of femons with the mental craziness do. And it's nice of them to signal us about them, so we can stay away. And so here's another picture, you can get a better idea of what you're looking at. Maybe I'm just an old, old man, but this doesn't do anything for me whatsoever. How about you guys? I mean, to me, it'd be like screwing a painting or something. You thought of anything intelligent?
No, not yet.
But maybe it's just the picture. Let's look at another one. Nope, it's doing absolutely nothing for me at all. I mean, she may not be a bad-looking femon, but who can tell? Then here's another picture of her outside. Notice how they've shielded the face from the sun. If you see any shots or even film shots, they'll always hide the face from the sun because the sun hitting the face shows everything. It's not very flattering, I can tell you. And look the way she's pushing her breasts up so she gets a bit more breasty. But that's not a problem, she can just get silicon shoved up in there anyway. The problem is with mutilating your own body like this is that when she gets older and if she ever really wakes up from her sleep that she's in, there's no turning back. And there will come a day in her lifetime when tattoos are not in trend anymore. So guys, when you see a femon like this, do you think in your mind that she will be quite mentally stable? Or do you think she may have a few issues, perhaps? So if you guys out there have any ideas why femons do this to their bodies, I know it's to get attention, of course, but as the model's name is, she's extreme, to say the least. Let me know what you think, guys. I'll be cracking a beer open very shortly, so who knows what might happen.